afternoon.
Good, are they?
What's going on?
Soaring off the Zen.
Soaring off the Zen.
Yeah. Off hell the Zen. Yeah. Little upper decky.
Wait. Are they just called Zens?
Nah, Zen's like the popular brand, I think.
Oh, okay.
I think they're just called nicotine pouches.
Yeah, nicotine pouches.
We're taking quitting smoking seriously.
Velo? How would you say that?
Velo,
yeah.
Velo sounds cooler.
Yeah, it does.
I always just think of the coolest way to say something.
That's what about the Ella? Oh. You just spit on the ground?
Dude, I've got to. These things make you spit like a camel.
Well, apparently that's what chewing tobacco is like.
Yeah.
Just makes you spit. Yeah. Or even cigarettes, though, as well.
Yeah.
I reckon.
Because my mate, when I got my first Zen off my mate, he's like, oh, it'll make you spit heaps.
Mm.
And then I chucked it in and I wasn't really needing to spit. And he's like, oh, fuck, I forget you smoke cigarettes. But it still does make you spit a fair bit. You don't really want to be swallowing the
makes
nicotine.
Your mouth all moist.
Mm.
Yeah.
Salivate.
Makes you all salivary.
That cigarette smells good.
Dude, because I think it was the day after my pouch ran out. So, Thursday.
Mm.
And I literally didn't have a cig all day. And then, because no one else at work smokes cigs.
Right.
They're all ex-cig smokers and just on vapes.
Right.
Or just on vapes, just because they're in that category of people.
Mm.
Fucking losers.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Millennials.
But there was some random guy at work that day. I think he was from site.
Mm.
I sound really loud, or am I yelling? I don't know. No, anyway.
You're just speaking well into the microphone.
Thank you. I've been jumbling my words up all day at work.
Really?
Yeah, I went to say something hell smart-assy to someone.
Mm.
Like they're walking past me and I've
that's
probably,
the worst.
Probably bleep out what I asked, but I was like before.
Nah.
But I full jumbled it up, like I went to say, I was like, oi, ever have you fucked a and I full stuttered, like I sounded stupid.
Hey, you just walked away, left it at that.
Nah, because I was sitting down and he was walking past. But the guy I said it to is a bit silly as well, so I don't think he really noticed. And then I asked properly.
He's like, oh, checks out.
Yeah. But he was like, oh, I'm not answering that. I was like, okay.
Didn't know it was a touchy subject.
Yeah, no shit. But where are we going?
I'll wear it proud, dude.
My G. Fuck, I'm already getting sidetracked. The day I didn't smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there was a guy there, I think he was from site, and he must have injured himself or something because he was on light duties, so he could still get paid. He just come into the workshop and was cleaning work utes and stuff.
Right.
And he was smoking a cig outside and it whiffed in through the workshop, and I was like a fucking sniffer dog or something. I was like,
yep.
He's got a fucking cig.
Yep.
That was even just after not smoking for just over 24 hours.
Bro.
And I was like, oh, that smells that's dangerous.
When we were building the new putter at work,
mm.
Obviously, we were near the clubhouse. Our boss was with us the whole time, and he doesn't like us smoking, and I don't think the members appreciate it too much. So me and one of the other boys, we're the only smokers, and so we weren't having cigarettes pretty well the whole day.
Mm.
And he just turns to me at one point. He's like, you smell that? I was like, oh, that smells good. One of the members just on fucking a T-box hell far away. Probably 50 meters away.
The wind was blowing it towards you.
We were just like, oh, that smells good.
It's crazy though, because the smell of a cig coming from someone else.
I need something to spit in, eh? Sorry.
The smell of a cig coming from someone else is really good.
Top 10 smells ever.
Yeah, but then, because that cig smelt good, and then I got pissed off that afternoon I was like, fuck it, I'll buy a pouch,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not going to make it out like last time when I was quitting.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't buying a pouch and then bought a pouch and just smoked like normal.
Yeah.
Going like, oh yeah, I'm quitting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I've just been leaving it at home.
Yeah.
That's anyway, good. Yeah. It feels good.
And it just keeps it off your mind as well because you can't really...
Because if I was to like bring it to work and... Or keep it in my car or something.
I
guarantee I'd just go to my car and grab it if I really wanted one.
Yeah.
But leaving it at home, I'm like, oh, I could go for a cig. Oh, I don't have any. I'm not going to go buy some if I've got some at home.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking silly.
Yeah.
And then, like, even when I'm at home, man, I'm just not really smoking.
Right.
Like, at all.
That's good.
Yeah. Because I've stopped the beers as well.
True. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, no VB.
Yeah, no VB. I'm on the monster tonight.
Just no weekday beers?
Yeah, no weekday beers.
That's a good call.
And then I didn't drink any beer on the weekend either.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Because
I was feeling, well, I was pretty sick. Mm. I still am a little bit sick.
Yeah, you had a flu, eh?
Yeah, a little bit of a flu. Yeah. It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Like, but it did put me on my hole a little bit. Fuck but yeah, and then... Oh, there was nothing happened on the weekend anyway. So I was like...
It was dead,
if
bro.
If I do drink, then I'm going to want to smoke.
Yeah.
So maybe for starting off, I'll just leave both of them alone for a little bit.
That's a good call, bro.
Yeah.
Very mature of you.
Thanks, mate. It's the most mature thing I've done in a while.
I think buying these... Like, I honestly felt pretty mature buying those to, like, quit smoking. So I was like, well, I'm actually doing something now. Rather than just saying it, slowing down for a week, and then just...
Going back to normal.
Getting on the piss one night, and it's all back to the same.
Because I think, well, for other people, but in our situation, like, we were smoking a lot.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Like...
Way too much for 22-year-olds.
Dude, I told Dad the other night, we were talking about it, and I... Because he was like, oh, so, like, how many are you smoking a day? I was like... Easy 20.
He would have been like, oh, and he was fuck. Like,
are you fucking serious? I was like, yeah. I was like, what do you mean? You knew that.
Yeah.
He was like, I didn't know it was that much.
Yeah, right.
I was like, bullshit. Like, what do you mean you didn't know? You've seen me smoke and the amount. Like, you're probably just telling yourself it's not that much.
It definitely would fluctuate, though. Like, you would have days when you're a full-time smoker where you only have 10.
Oh, yeah.
And you're, like, chilling for the whole day. You just don't really.
Maybe even less some days.
Mm. But then there'll be days where you have, like, 20 easy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe even more.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, like, for us, the amount that we were smoking, like, you need something to substitute it to begin with.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like going cold turkey, you'd fucking... Because it was even with those pills I was on. The doctor was like, when you first start off, like, obviously don't smoke the amount you were smoking, but you're going to have to still have a couple every day.
Yeah.
Just, like, actually wean yourself off, like, going... It's the same with alcoholics.
Mm.
Like, if someone's an everyday drinker, like, all day, every day, like, always drunk.
Yeah.
And they go cold turkey, they could literally die.
Your body can't handle it,
yeah,
because it's used to one thing.
Mm. Like, full shuts down.
It'd be, like, with it, even, you know, people trying to get off opioids and shit.
Same deal,
they have to wean it. Like, the lady was telling us, they just cut her off straight away, and she's like, what the fuck, I can't do that. Like,
what am I going to do?
Reliant on it at this point.
Yeah, literally.
So
it's just pretty fucked, but... Well, same with, like, drinking and stuff.
Mm.
Like, obviously, it's easy to say, well, just don't become an alcoholic, but, you know... Some people have different, what's the word?
Motives?
No, not motives. Starts with an S. Fuck.
That doesn't start with S, bro.
No, it doesn't. Oh, shit. What is it? One of the boys at work says it all the time. Like, just giving you a whole new... Oh, no, not an S, a C. Complex.
Yeah.
Like, some people have different complexes.
Well, like, that's their thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how they get.
Which
their
don't
buzz.
Get me wrong, because even for me, like the thought when I was like, "All right, I'm gonna cut the drinking out as well," I was kind of like, "Ooh,
scary, eh?"
Could be a bit tricky. Well, not tricky. Like I did the dry July last year, and that was basically going cold turkey. Well, it was.
Yeah.
Like I got blind drunk the night before the 1st of July, and then just didn't drink for a month.
Yeah. Which
you know. Did well. I enjoyed it. I'll probably do it again this year.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
But I also want to put myself in the position where it's like, oh, I'm just going to go a month without drinking compared to last year where I was like, oh, fuck, a month, no fucking beer.
It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a massive deal. Well, for me anyway.
In your head as well.
Yeah.
Like probably more so than what you put out there.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably just building up, thinking, oh, fuck, what am I going to do on Thursdays after work? Or literally, what am I going to do on the weekend?
Yeah. Oh, there's a party on. I'm going to be designated driver. Fuck.
Yeah.
Everyone else is going to be drunk and drinking in front of me.
It's going to be so shit. Like,
I had a fucking good time.
Bro.
It was fun.
Once you, like, just get over that hump of overthinking it.
Yeah.
You're kind of chilling.
I feel like it's the same with smoking.
Yeah. I think definitely. Smoking more so makes you overthink a lot because, like, drinking, unless you're a full-on fucking alcoholic all day, every day, like, you're only really drinking maybe after work, have a couple beers, or on the weekend get drunk. But smoking, you're, like, every day, all the time smoking.
And because it becomes a routine thing as well.
Yeah.
Like, I know before I started cutting down, it'd be, like, literally wake up, cigarette.
Yeah.
It's pretty well straight away.
Like coffee, cigarette.
Coffee and cigarette first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
Now, which I did last time, but I'm actually doing it properly now. I'll roll my cig right before I leave for work, put it behind my ear.
Yeah.
Drive to work, fucking do my morning fucking work chores. Make my coffee, then have a cig.
Yeah.
So I'm like from when I wake up, it's a good like hour and a half until I have that cigarette.
That's good, because then by that time you're actually, your body's almost like wanting it.
And actually like fully functioning without like, oh fuck, I need a cigarette.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because I feel like half the time in the morning, you're just doing it for the sake of it. Like you're not really, oh actually no, sometimes I am craving a cigarette in the morning.
Oh, dude, that first day, that Thursday, when I hadn't had one since, like, I think it was, like, 10 or 11 the day before, I woke up fully, like, oh, shit.
Yeah, there's definitely been a few
Nothing
days.
Sounds better than the taste of a cigarette first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
But, because the annoying thing is, nicotine is actually good for you.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, cognitive.
It, like, makes your mind relax and... Like, makes you think shit out way better.
Yeah, it increases your cognitive thinking.
Yeah.
And it also boosts your testosterone as well.
True.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Legit.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I only found that out a few weeks ago.
Fuck.
Yeah. That's probably why you're so horny.
That's why I'm so jacked.
That too.
I'm joking.
You never know. Was that a little squeaker?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Yeah. I felt that vibrate through the couch onto my foot. That was nice.
Oh, it's funny.
But no, it feels good actually, like you said, actually doing something.
Big time, bro.
Yeah.
Feels productive, like you're actually, you know, wanting to change something.
Literally. And it's good for like relationships as well, I feel. In a way, not that cigarettes really destroy relationships. But, you know, when you carry on about quitting all the time and then you just continue to smoke, you know, the people around you that are close to you that you're always saying it to kind of start thinking, like, is this guy going to do it or is he just fucking pulling the piss about it, you know? And if he says he's going to do that but he's not doing it, what else is he going to say he's going to do and not do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Plus, a chick probably doesn't really want to be with a dude who smokes and, like, their whole life and... dies at fucking 50 or whatever.
Literally. Like, Ivy said that to me before. She's like, I don't want you to fucking die before me.
Yeah.
Or die when you're like 40.
Yeah.
And obviously I'm going to say, well, I'm not going to.
But you don't But
then
know
at the same time, I'm kind of like, fuck, she's got a point. If I keep smoking, like it could be before 40. Like yeah, some bro. People get the fucking short stick.
Yeah. And you don't know that.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
It's a dangerous game we're playing.
It's a very dangerous game, bro. It made me think just before, how do you, like, obviously we've dug the hole for ourselves.
Mm.
But it's like you kind of get to that point and you realize that you've just dug this massive hole for yourself. And you're just like, how the fuck did I get here? Like,
yeah. And it's like,
oh, I always said I like wouldn't do this.
Yeah, literally. Or,
like, wouldn't get to this point. Yeah. And then you get to that point.
And it's like, shit, now I've got to get out of it.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, well, I really fucked up here, didn't I?
Literally. It's the same with everything as well. I feel like smoking's just one of those things where it's like, you've never been told anything good about smoking.
Yeah.
Our whole lives.
Never.
And now we're fucking smoking. It shows how addictive it actually is, though.
Yeah, big you time, bro. I mean? Starts off then, night with the boys.
Yeah, literally.
Have a couple of cigs.
Yeah.
Just
think it's gross. Then the next time you smell one, you're like, oh, yeah. I smoked one before. I could have another one.
Mm-hmm. Next you don't even really want it, but you're like, yeah. Oh, fuck it. I can do it.
Yeah. And then before you know it, you're buying your first pack.
Yeah.
Dude, I remember, I think it might have been like the second pack I ever bought.
Mm.
Oh, it was after the pub and we went to kick on somewhere. And it wasn't far from my place, so I was like, oh, I'm just going to walk home now. Because I was, yeah, ready to go home.
Yeah.
Started walking home and lit up a cigarette on my walk. And I was like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, because I hadn't started smoking during the day yet. It was only at night.
Right.
It might have even been the first pack I ever bought.
Right.
First or second, because it was like very early on.
Mm.
I was like, what the fuck am I doing? I just bought a fucking cigarette pack. And now I'm walking home smoking cigarettes.
Yeah.
This is, I full threw it down the drain.
Really?
Yeah, I would have had like fucking 15 cigs left in it.
Oh, no. Or something.
And I full threw it down the drain. Then woke up in the morning and was like, fuck, I wish I didn't throw that down the drain. And I'd only just started smoking.
I was going to say, like, got you early.
That's how quick it fucking happens.
Shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, pack of fucking Taylors. Rothman Blues.
True.
Ugh.
Yeah, it got you early, man.
Damn. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, before buying that first or second pack, it was one of the boys was like, not a heavy smoker, but he'd always have cigs and would be smoking.
Mm.
And because we were going to the pub heaps and I'd always have them off of him.
Yeah.
And then it kind of got to a point where I was like, oh, I'll buy one for the pub and then just fucking leave it.
Yeah.
And would only smoke at the pub.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, and then that night, fucking, oh, I feel like it was my first pack I ever bought. Oh, yeah.
I remember. Nah, honestly, I didn't actually really feel like I got addicted to cigarettes until I started smoking at work.
Mm. Like, yeah.
I never really felt the need to have a cigarette.
Yeah.
Like, I'll just have it for the sake of it. And yeah. You know how it was. Everyone had come around here and.
Yeah.
Like, some people might have a cigarette or yeah. Like, have a pouch. Be like, oh, fuck, I have a durry. Why not? But then when I actually started, because I was buying pouches at that point, or a little bit further on,
yeah.
Buying pouches, but it was just like, so it was there.
Mm.
But then when I started buying them to smoke at work, that's when it got bad. That's when it was like, I felt the pull.
Yeah. I didn't start smoking at work for a while.
Same.
And then when I did, I'd fucking go and hide to smoke because I didn't want people at work to know I was smoking.
Yeah.
So I wasn't smoking a lot.
Yeah.
And then I got caught by my supervisor one day.
True.
And he was like, are you fucking smoking? I was like, oh, yeah. He was like, well, you don't have to fucking hide. Like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh. It's true. All right. And then I started smoking, like, in front of people, and then that's probably when it got bad.
Yeah.
When I felt like I didn't need to hide it.
Yeah.
Well, because then my parents figured out I was smoking too.
Did they? So you didn't tell them they figured it out?
They figured it out because I kept coming home from the pub on a Friday night and I'd wake up in the morning and they could smell it.
Right.
True. And like, oh, because then it got to a, because I was hiding it from them before going home. after work, I'd go to Les Murdy Falls and have a couple fucking cigs at the falls.
Yeah.
Just to fucking, you know, chill out a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'd go home and they could smell it then because I'd just had a cig. And then they said to me, they were like, we'd rather you smoke here than try and hide it from us and not tell us.
Yeah.
Like, we know you're smoking.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, all right.
Fuck, mum was different, eh? I full told them.
Just straight up?
Yeah. Well, they were pissed one night. And they, like, came back here and I was sitting out here chilling with them. And I was like, oh, do you mind if I have a cigarette?
Mm.
And Dad's like, yeah, fuck it. Who cares? Go for it. I was like, fuck, that's not the reaction I expected.
Yeah, no shit.
Grab one.
Well, I mean, weren't impressed.
Yeah.
But they were kind of like, we'd rather you do it here.
Yeah, my dad didn't give a fuck at all.
And then, because he was pissed?
No, well, even afterward.
True.
Like, he's just like, whatever.
But that's what it is.
Mum, I remember her face, because she was inside at the time, went and grabbed my pouch, started rolling a cigarette, sitting here smoking it, and then she come out, and she's like, gave me a hell dirty look. She's like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, I'm just having a cigarette. And she's like, well, you're smoking? Like, why?
Fuck.
I don't know, I just smoke.
It just happened.
Yeah.
So just weird.
Fell into my hand, and I started dragging it.
Yeah. Oh, well, at least we're doing something about it now.
That's it, bro.
Finally.
Yeah. About time.
About damn time.
You know how you were saying, people get sick of hearing, oh, I'm going to quit or I'm going to stop. Like, I used to be like that. Be like, oh, this cunt's fucking said that he's going to quit for that this long, no matter what it is. Like,
yeah.
Fucking, yeah, cigarettes or whatever else. Like, oh, yeah, I'm going to quit. And they just keep doing it. And you don't, and you're like, what the fuck? But until you're actually in that point where you're like, oh, I want to quit, but I also don't. And
you realize
why they were, you know,
how
saying,
fucking hard it actually is.
Yeah, and why they were saying, oh, I'm going to quit. Yeah. And then not end up doing it.
Because I'm not going to fucking beat around the bush with it. Like, it's fucking hard.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, there's people at work that say, oh, quit cigs fucking easy. There's no problem.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
Yeah.
All right, big guy.
Tough guy.
No one cares if it was fucking easy or hard. Like, you know, it's fucking hard. I have heard, though, it's only like the first couple days to a week that's the hard part.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's kind of like the craving goes away, fucking.
Yeah.
Then it's all a mind game of, all right, I'm not going to smoke.
Yeah.
I might do the fucking have a cigar on a Friday and just do that.
That's not bad.
Not smoke all week and then just a cigar on Friday.
Yeah.
Would be pretty nice.
There's a fair bit of nicotine in cigars, isn't there?
You'd assume so, yeah.
I'm pretty sure there is.
Because you can't, but then because you're not inhaling it. Like, obviously, cigars still wouldn't be good for you.
Nah.
But you're not actually inhaling it into your lungs.
Yeah.
Which is a benefit.
So that's one thing I want to start looking after.
Your lungs?
Yeah, look after my lungs a bit.
Dude, when I went for a run, not last weekend, the weekend before.
Your sister told me about it. You know when we got the Uber?
Yeah.
She told me about it.
I was fucked.
Yeah. Because she's like, did Will tell you he went for a run? I was like, oh, he told me he was thinking about it, but I don't think he told me he actually did. She's like, oh, you should have seen him, mate. He was fucked.
Fucked. It wasn't even a big, well, it was a decent run. For like a first run in however long.
Yeah.
And like mostly uphill.
Yeah.
But like I got home and was fully like, what the fuck? And I felt fucking gross as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Usually you feel good.
No, it made me feel like a piece of shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
Because I was like, yeah, one of those fucking, back in the day. But that would have been easy. But I struggled hard.
True.
And I didn't even run the full way.
Right.
I'd run like 500 meters,
walk for a bit,
run another 500, walk for a bit. And then even the hills, I was not running up those hills.
Fuck that.
No.
Yeah. Those hills around your place are brutal.
Oh, yeah. And then it was like every step I took, it felt like my ankle was going to snap.
Mm.
Like, I just... it just made me feel so unfit.
Yeah.
Like, and obviously I have gotten pretty unfit as of recent weeks or months.
Yeah.
Or just
years probably, bro.
Yeah, probably. Like, well, I was think doing about all right when I started getting back into the gym.
Yeah.
And then I went to Bali and then it kind of went downhill from there.
Mm.
Yeah.
But in the last 4 years, like, you probably haven't played any sport. Same.
Apart from boxing.
Yeah, actually. That's a lot of cardio.
Yeah. Because then the day after I went for a run, I went to boxing for the first time in probably a few months, or maybe just over a month.
Mm.
And it felt fucking good. And I was like, yeah, this is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I think that's going for that run is what opened that door again for me to want to quit smoking.
Right.
Because I was like, this is all because of smoking and drinking. Yeah. Why I feel like this.
Yeah.
Like, I got to cut it out.
No other reason.
Yeah. Because, can I try one of these?
Yeah, bro. Do you want me to open it for you?
No, I got it just before.
Oh, did you?
I figured it out, yeah. I probably won't be able to do it now I've said that.
Just don't open the top compartment, because that's all my old ones.
Oh.
Yeah, it's got a little...
Oh, brother. Ugh.
Brother. Ooh.
But yeah, no, I didn't feel the best after that run. But then I'm going to get it. I have faith.
It's hard, bro.
I got it before inside, and I was like, oh,
I can do this. Yeah. Can I borrow your phone?
Yeah, sure.
I really want to show you this article.
Is this on Instagram?
Yeah.
Brother,
because, well, what it's about, I'll just wait to read it. But I've thought about this before, like how Perth could be, like there could be more big shit that goes on in Perth. Like that Fred Again concert kind of opened my eyes to it a bit.
Mm.
And even UFC coming here and whatnot. It's like, you got it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Wait, so how do I do this? Let's put it in my gums.
Lick your top gum and then just put it in between your gum and your lip. It's kind of hard to get it to stay there.
Like right at the top?
Yeah, on either side.
It is kind of hard to get it in there.
And it's hard to keep it there. It will slip around, bro. They were hell moist when I bought them, but they're moist. Dry now.
Even that just hitting my lips, I can feel it.
Yeah, you'll feel it straight away.
I think this might make me feel a little bit sick.
I hope not.
I hope so.
So, this is on Basil Zempalis' Instagram page.
I think I saw this.
Yeah, the Coachella for Perth.
Never mind.
He's basically... He's saying that he wants to have like a big event that only happens in Perth.
Mm.
And he wants it to be like a music event with like worldwide DJs all coming. Do a 3-day event in Langley Park.
Mm.
And what did he say? I've got no doubt we could get 100,000 people a day for 3 days at Langley Park. And then we're starting to build an event which rivals a Grand Prix or the Melbourne Cup for attendance. He's like, it's crystal clear Perth needs a permanent, recurring, lock-it-in-the-calendar event we can call our own, and a dance festival could be it. I reckon that would be so cool, bro.
Yeah.
And
because he was at Fred Again, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was loving it, bro.
Yeah.
he posted a photo, like a bunch of photos. And then
I think that's what I saw.
One of them was just with a bunch of lads.
Yeah. I've seen that.
I was like, these boys definitely just sit him and like, Basil.
Yeah.
Get a photo with us.
Literally.
But he's got a point, man.
He does have a point.
They could easily have just a lock it in every year on this date.
They should just do like a poll or something.
Yeah.
And see what everyone would prefer.
Yeah.
Definitely a music festival, though, I reckon.
I reckon music festival for sure. Mm. And it would attract people from, like, Asia, fucking...
all around.
Like, everywhere, bro.
Because that's like Coachella. So many people travel. Because That's in California, eh?
Somewhere.
Or it's in Calabasas. It's like out in the desert.
I think Calabasas.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Don't quote me.
Don't quote me either.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure.
Somewhere.
Anyway, but people travel from all over the world to go to Coachella.
Literally, bro.
Like, it's massive.
That could be Perth, man.
It could be. Especially Langley Park. That's a good spot.
I feel like the backdrop's insane, bro. You got the river there, the whole city. Mm-hmm. Like, Perth could be such a...
The sun sets behind the stage.
Exactly. Like, Perth could be such a... like, I don't want it to be touristy, but it could be. Like, there's shit to see and do.
There needs to be more, though. There needs to be more.
Yeah, well, obviously it's only a small city compared to other cities in Australia as well. But
it's actually the longest city in the world.
Yeah, how cool is that?
True, cool.
someone commented on his post about this. He's like, needs a catchy name and don't put the word festival on the end. Basil replied, Westock, Splendor in the West.
Splendor in the West.
Or I reckon Westock would be
that's
sick.
Pretty good. Yeah,
Westock.
That's clever.
Everyone comments under it. They're like, oh, you already been thinking about it, eh?
Yeah.
One of the comments is, Basil thought of this idea at Fred Again After's 7 a.m. in someone's kitchen.
Imagine.
I had a good giggle.
Oh, imagine the lines he could do with that nose. Holy shit.
He could do some serious
serious damage.
Yeah. Wouldn't even feel like nothing going in there.
Vacuum cleaner, bro.
We love you, Basil.
He is a good bloke. Old Basil. Basil Zemplis.
I feel like that could happen, man.
It definitely could.
Yeah.
But...
we could help it.
You just need... Well, you'd want it to be big from the start so you could keep doing it every year.
Which...
Because did you say Splendor got cancelled as well?
Did it?
Splendor in the Grass got cancelled too.
Cause
same thing as Groove in the Moo.
Lack of
sales.
Well, that lineup they put out was shithouse, bro.
For Splendor?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Bro, they had Yeet and Future headlining. For Splendor, bro.
Yeah,
what
that doesn't
the fuck
make
are
sense.
You doing? Splendor's supposed to be like the big festival in Australia.
Literally, it's supposed to be the thing that Basil's talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what... Why get them? Like, maybe if that was for
listening out. It's probably all they could get.
Yeah. But, I don't know.
This thing does slip around in your mouth heaps, so.
It does, bro. It's hard to keep it up there, eh?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I've got a pretty good hang of it now.
Yeah.
It's funny this...
Can you put it in your bottom lip, or does it have to be your top?
No, you can, but apparently... I've never tried, but apparently it's hard to keep it there.
In your bottom lip?
Yeah.
I'd probably fall out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're talking and shit.
But, yeah, I remember, like, in high school and shit, seeing the lineup for Splendor.
Mm.
I mean, oh, I can't wait till I'm 18 and can go to Splendor. Like, it's always so fucking good.
No shit.
Who headlined last year?
Danny Brown was there.
Danny Brown was there. He wasn't headline, though,
nah,
was he?
Nah.
The year before, I think, Tyler headlined, didn't he?
When he was on his Australia tour. Yeah,
that would have been pretty sick.
He's a good headliner.
Yeah.
Because he's massive. And he, like...
I mean, Future's pretty big. Kind of.
Future is big, to be fair. Like, he is actually really big, but...
But... I feel like... certain demographic that listen to him.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah. Like, Tyler's way more widespread. Like,
nah,
you got
for sure.
Chicks who froth Tyler, fucking dudes who are into sorts. Rap, dudes who are into just normal fucking pop music and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Future, you just kind of have to be into hip hop.
Yeah, literally.
I don't think anyone who's not
and
into hip hop. You have to be proper into trap and that sort of shit.
Yeah, no wonder I didn't sell any fucking tickets.
Yeah, bro.
We even get, like, a big Australian artist to play.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Fucking get Kevin Parker up there.
Who the fuck is that?
Tame Impala.
Oh, is that his name?
Yeah.
Even that, though, headlining over Future and Yeet in Australia.
That would get
so
more.
So many people would want to go to that.
Fuck yeah. Mm. Big time.
Yeah, well, no wonder fucking they had to cancel it.
Mm.
But yeah, I keep saying things about, oh, another music festival cancelled. What's happening to the music scene in Australia?
It's because it's too expensive, bro.
Literally.
Too expensive and, not worth it.
Well, because Splendor's in Byron Bay as well.
Mm.
For, people in Western Australia, that's an expensive trip just to go to a music festival.
You'd want it to be a good lineup.
You'd want it to be well worth it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Which, obviously, it's not all their fault. They can only get who they can get.
Yeah, but, you know, they must not be...
You've got to get some connections, brother.
I'm so retarded trying to keep this thing in my mouth, though.
Don't worry, that was like me talking to my boss this
morning.
Tweaking. Just put a fresh one in.
Yeah.
And then it was like slipping down. I'm fucking twisting my mouth trying to keep it up. He just gives me a hell funny look. No, he didn't say anything. He's just like, what the fuck is this kind of...
What's this guy doing?
Yeah.
Big night, Nathan.
Yeah. Still chewing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it would be just a new festival.
Yeah.
It's like Australia used to do that big day out.
Yeah.
Which apparently was massive and was always so fucking good.
Apparently that was the shit, bro.
I wonder why it ended. Was it because someone got killed at one of them?
Oh, I'm pretty sure some fucked up shit happened at them.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man. I've heard so many stories from the boys at work about big days out.
Yeah. When you search why in Safari, the most searched thing is why women kill.
Why women kill?
Why women kill. Then it's why is my wife yelling at me? Why did I get married? Why is my poop green? Why is the sky blue? Why him? Because I woke up and decided to be him.
Sir, he's locked in.
Why did big day out stop?
Why? Someone got killed?
Low ticket sales.
Oh, well, fuck.
Low ticket sales had already resulted in the cancellation of a second Sydney show for 2014. And Madar would later confirm the festival would not return to Perth due to ongoing financial concerns and the financial catastrophe the event would end up being.
Ended up going under.
Yeah, right.
Fuck. Well, that sucks.
That does suck. Years active, 1992 to 1997 and then 1999 to 2014.
Mm. Yeah, I heard some pretty wild stories about Big Day Out.
That's what I mean. They need something like that again.
And just the idea of just a Perth-only festival. Mm. How cool would that be, bro? We actually get something.
For once.
Yeah.
Literally, because even when people do tours,
it's
always Perth that misses out.
Yeah.
And if Perth's on it, then we have to go and see it on a Tuesday or a Wednesday night.
Exactly.
This thing's starting to piss me off now.
I was going
to
say, you're struggling with that, eh? Mm. You can take it out if you want, bro.
No, I like it.
You like it? Mm. You like the struggle? You embrace the grind?
I like struggling. No, it like feels good.
Mm.
Like I can feel it. I can feel the nicotine
coursing through you.
Dissolving into my bloodstream.
Yeah. No, that's one thing I noticed with them. Mm. You can feel it straight away.
Because I feel like cigs, you don't really get a hit.
You don't, but you do. Like you do without realizing.
Yeah. That's probably why we smoke so much.
Yeah.
Because we built up a tolerance to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I need a lot to feel it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Probably.
Yeah. Fucking dogs. Anyway, on the topic of music, I listened to your album.
Yeah, did ya?
I did.
I'm happy. I'm glad.
It was good.
You liked it?
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
This is why I keep saying to cunts, man. I have nothing against Fred again.
I don't know, bro.
Even my sister, she was like, oh, I can't believe you're listening to it. I was like, I never said I don't like him. I just don't listen to him.
Yeah.
Just because I don't listen to someone doesn't mean I don't like him.
It's also hard because it's like a pretty different genre. for your casual listening.
Yeah, but finding I still enjoy it.
But like finding a place to start as well. I always find that going into a new genre.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. Even if I find an artist, I'm like, what album do I listen to? What song do I listen to? I don't want to just listen to their most popular.
That's a good point. But because his music's easy to listen to.
So easy, bro.
Like, it's not like it's annoying.
Nah.
So it was easy to just chuck it on, sit down, chill out, and
vibe.
That was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ended up listening to it a couple times.
Fuck yeah.
But yeah, no, it was chill.
Yeah.
Well, and it did tell a bit of a story as well, kind of.
Yeah.
In a way.
Well, he has, like, meanings behind all his songs and shit.
Well, isn't the names of the songs is who's talking in the songs?
Yeah.
And they're all from, like, videos he took on his phone or something?
Yeah. A lot of the time. I think, like, sometimes people will come in, work with him and...
Yeah.
Actually do verses or whatever. But a lot, like, a lot of them are just videos of people talking.
Yeah.
No good?
No, I just need to fucking sip the rest of my Monster. No.
Yeah.
That's my main man. I like Fred.
Yeah. No, he's cool. It's my work music, bro.
And it was... I was thinking that... Because then I think... When did I listen to it? On Thursday night? I think. Yeah, Thursday. And then the next day, one of the... The boily at work, who's got his own little bay, he listens to his own music on the radio. And I walked past and he was playing Fred.
Trey.
I was like, yeah, this is nice at work.
Yeah.
Because it's not like heavy D&B.
You don't want that at work.
Nah.
Nah.
Oh, some people fucking connect to the Bluetooth and chuck that on.
Yeah.
It's good on a Friday.
Yeah.
When we put the tools down and do the weekly fucking big cleanup.
Getting pumped.
That's good because it's like, fuck yeah, half hour left. Fucking speed clean. That's when it's good.
Yeah.
But then there's been like Monday morning and someone decides to put fucking some heavy wubs on it. It's like, no.
Not right now, brother.
It's too fucking early for this.
Yeah. Dude, at work.
You like
I thought you were about to spit at me. Yeah. At work, bro, it hits big time. Like, most days I'll put on, like, a Fred album. Just vibe out. Especially in, like, early morning.
Yeah. Oh, it'd be nice in the morning.
It's probably one of the...
Well, either that or morning reggae.
I do switch it up.
Because even jazz, on my way to work, like... I'll chuck on fucking DJ X. And it'll put, like, Led Zepp on first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
And obviously Led Zepp's my favourite band. And even then, I'm, like, first thing in the morning, I'm like, all
right. I can't do this right now.
I can't do this right now. I'm not that hype just yet.
Yeah.
Unless it's one of their chiller songs.
Yeah.
But still, I don't know. I don't like singing early in the morning. Like, yeah. I just want some music. Jazz is good.
I go, like, reggae, jazz, or, like, Fred again type of
vibe.
House music.
Yeah.
Just chill. Some beats.
It was short as well, which was good.
Very short, bro. It's only
actually
one.
Actually, a bit longer than I expected.
It's only one LP, though.
Yeah.
So, like...
The disc is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When... I saw the video your sister put up.
Yeah.
I was tripping, bro.
Yeah.
I was like... What is there some cool pattern on it or something that I can't see on my record?
Oh, because of my mat.
Yeah.
It did look dope with the mat underneath it.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Oh. She had heaps of people comment on it, eh?
Real?
Oh, apparently fucking... Oh, this guy that always messages her comments on it was like, oh, what other discs do you have in your collection? And she was like, oh, I don't collect any, but my brother has a fair few, like, it's on his player.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
But then she said that the Fred again one was hers, and she bought it to play on that, and it was like, well, yeah, okay. It was pretty funny.
You want a chum?
I'll tell you who it is after.
Okay.
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
I
was going to say something. Oh, DJ X, bro.
Yeah.
He pulled a fucking little sneaky one today.
Little sneaky.
Bro, he did like his first set. Mm. Chucked him on at about 9 o'clock this morning. Did his first set. I was like, dope. He's like, all right, Nathan, we're going to switch it up to some new hip hop. Plays J. Cole's diss track to Kendrick.
Oh, true.
Straight after, plays the song that Kendrick was on, dissing J. Cole.
Oh.
I was like, you know what you're doing, yeah, DJ.
He knows what's going on.
Xavier.
Mine's called DJ Max.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
It used to be Xavier.
Yeah, mine's.
Well, maybe it's always been Max.
Maybe.
Because he come on, I put him on the other day. It was like, what's going on? It's your DJ Max.
Oh.
I was like, oh. Because I thought he was Xavier.
Yeah. Xavier's way cooler. DJ
Xavier. I don't
know,
man. Max is pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
Mad Max.
Sounds like
piss.
Sounds like a dog, bro.
Boy, he did just say X.
Oh, excuse me.
Holy fuck, we've been going for 50 minutes.
I was just saying that. I was like, oh, shit. Fucking hell. Went quick.
Shall I speak on your movie?
I think you should.
I fucking loved it, eh?
Yeah.
I feel like every time I fucking loved it.
There hasn't been a movie you haven't liked yet.
No.
I don't think.
Apart from Leave the World Behind.
Yeah.
Now looking back on it, I'm like, fuck, that movie was pretty ass.
Yeah, it's pretty shit.
Yeah, oh, I'm trying to remember it. Oh, Taxi Driver, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I fucking frothed it, bro.
Hell yeah.
Actually, that would be up there as one of my favourite ones that you've recommended me.
I didn't expect that.
Nah, I didn't think you would either.
Fucking good movie.
I loved it, eh?
Fuck yeah.
Fucking, oh, I'm trying to remember it now. Because it's heaps of just scenes of him just driving around. Like, the music in it's really cool.
Yeah.
I love the music.
Because a lot of it's just, like, narrated by him.
Yeah.
And like what he's thinking in his head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He it made me laugh at a few points when he's like, he went to talk to one of the older taxi drivers.
Mm.
He's like, oh, you know, I'm just having these bad thoughts, man. I'm just having bad thoughts. And the bloke did not get what he was saying.
Yeah.
He's talking about killing people. He's like, oh man, you know, we all get bad thoughts.
Yeah. Oh, is that when they're in like the diner or something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and doesn't he take the chick to the fucking nudie film place? And she, like, freaks out, and he's, like, tries to get her to stay.
I was like, bro, that's a rookie
mistake. Yeah.
She literally said it better not be one of those dirty movies as well.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, oh, do you want to go to the movies? She's like, oh, it better not be a dirty one.
Yeah.
Takes her straight to a fucking gangbang, bro.
Literally.
I was like, what?
Oh, man. And then, yeah. But then he gets, like, praised in the end because he kills the pimps.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I thought he was going to kill the chick the whole time. Mm. Like, the chick that he went out with a couple times.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, ended up helping the bird that was going to get in his taxi one night.
Yeah.
Got pulled away by the pimps, obviously.
By the pimp dude, yeah.
And then, yeah, he just wanted to help her out.
Like, the end's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like
that
the
whole
end.
Thing, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like, it was one of those, like, psychological kind of, I wouldn't say thriller. I don't know.
It's a drama.
Yeah.
It's like a drama crime.
Yeah.
I can't remember if I told you when I recommended it to you, but the inspiration for the new Joker movie.
True.
Was Taxi Driver.
True.
Because, well, that Joker movie's kind of the same thing. He's like, well, not a normal person, but he's not the Joker at the start of the movie.
Right.
And then by the end of the movie is when he's got all the face makeup on, dyed his hair green.
Fully cooked.
And he kills, like, the guy who's his inspiration.
Right.
In a way, because you know how he tries killing the president and Taxi Driver?
Yeah.
Who at first he's, like, all for.
Yeah.
But then the chick changes his mind or something.
Nah. I think he was all for him just to get with the chick.
Yeah, then, that's right. And then the chick fucks him off. So then he wants to kill him.
Yeah.
So then that's what happens in Taxi, Joker.
Right.
He's inspired by this TV show host who in Joker is actually Robert De Niro.
True.
Who's, that's
the main character.
Which is
in
pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
But, yeah, inspired by him, wants to be him, and then ends up getting invited on the show because Robert De Niro sees a video of him doing, the Joker doing stand-up comedy.
Right.
And he sucks.
Yeah.
Like, and he makes fun of him on his TV show and then gets him to come on the show. But then obviously he hates him now because he's pulled the piss out of him.
Yeah.
So then he goes on the TV show and kills him on live TV.
True.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So it's like, yeah, the whole plot of the first Joker movie was inspired by Taxi Driver.
That's dope.
And that's why they got Robert De Niro in to play that, the TV show host.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Fuck
you. You haven't seen Joker, have you?
Nah.
Watch it.
Yeah.
That's your new one, yeah.
Yeah, that's my movie this week.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Because I've actually been... The second one's coming out at the, like, end of this year or start of next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I've been keen to watch it. Like, I heard heaps about it when it came out.
It's really good.
Yeah.
It's, it's the same vibe as a lot of the movies I've been giving you.
Yeah.
This next week, I'll actually have a good think and find something different along the line of Point Break or something.
Oh, I don't care, bro. I like it all.
Yeah.
I like...
Fuck, I kind of just spoiled the whole Joker movie for you, though. I literally just told you the ending.
I mean, I just watched Taxi Driver, so...
Actually, though, I didn't spoil the whole ending.
Okay.
Because then... Like, the actual ending, you go...
Right.
You'll see.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's fucking good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm keen.
And Joaquin Phoenix won an Oscar for Best Actor for it as well.
Right.
So his performance was...
Spot on.
Very good.
Fuck yeah.
But, yeah, I think the trailer for the second one is coming out in a few months.
True.
Or, like, at the end of this month. But, it's Joaquin Phoenix again, and then Lady Gaga plays Harley Quinn.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
What the fuck do Lady Gaga know about acting?
She's been in heaps of movies.
Really?
Yeah.
True.
She's a good actor, bro.
True.
Yeah.
Damn. I was out of pocket there.
Yeah, you were a bit.
Most shows my fucking, movie
most singers knowledge. Go and act.
Yeah, that's true.
Do a movie here and there.
Yeah.
I'm still yet to watch Conor McGregor's new movie.
I've heard it's pretty good.
I've heard mixed things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just from...
Yeah. Did he say it was good?
Mm.
I could say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's... Because that movie's a remake from an old movie.
Mm.
Who actually... The original Roadhouse, Patrick Swayze's in it.
True.
Yeah.
Actually, he... Yeah. Old mate said that.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gave me a full rundown on it.
Not surprised. But yeah, nah, Joker
is fuck your yeah.
movie.
I'm keen.
I think it's on Netflix at the moment.
Oh, that'd be dope.
I believe.
I found
it's always on fucking Netflix, I swear.
I found that movie Taxi Driver.
Mm.
That was on ABC for free.
Oh.
Like
fucking oath.
I feel like all these old movies are just
on
free.
Makes sense. Mm. Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Fuck yeah.
It's on Netflix, Stan, Amazon. Ooh. Fuck, you can never trust fucking Rotten Tomatoes, eh?
Nah, they...
69% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, they throw
it's
some...
It's so blood. Much better than fucking 69%.
Yeah. Mm. I've heard they throw some... I've heard they throw some whack numbers out there.
Yeah, they do.
Fuck, I literally haven't even thought of a album for you,
believe
it or
first.
Not. Yeah. Can I borrow your phone?
Yeah.
Because I've got albums in mind, but I don't have one that... Usually I have one that I'm like, yeah, I want him to listen to this.
Yeah.
You said you didn't listen to it before, but I feel like you have.
Mm.
It's a Danny Brown album. I'll just show you this one.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, I thought so. I just thought didn't recognize the name. No, that was a stab in the dark.
Yeah, I think we figured that out once.
Yeah.
Because you said the name to me. I was like, fuck, I don't know if I've listened to it. And then you sent me a song from it, and I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I know that. It's like, what's it called? It's X something.
Atrocity Exhibition.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My favourite Danny Brown album.
It's a banging album.
Yeah. Been listening to some Scare in the Hose, eh?
What?
You've been listening to some Scare in the Hose.
Have I?
Yeah.
Where?
Number 4 on your most recent search.
That was probably at Garbage when I... Do you remember when I showed him our podcast? The DJ? You might have been gone or I was with my sister.
Oh, no, I do. Yeah.
He saw my podcast and he like kind of shook his head. Yeah. And then I got Scaring the Hose up and showed him that and he was like...
No chance.
Fuck.
Okay. Usually I do a full like rundown of albums the day that I'm going to recommend it to you. Actually, there's an album that released... Oh, sorry. I know the name of it. Right, this might be a stab in the dark for you. I've listened to this album a few times.
Yeah.
And it's fucking good.
Mm.
It's a girl who's a lead singer. It's kind of like rock, alternative kind of. It's fucking really good. Came out this year. When did it come out? February this year. I found it because, you know, when I was looking... Well, I was looking at, like, critic sites, just seeing what critics rate albums. And I was like, oh, what's the best album rated from this year? And it was this one. I listened to it and I was like, it's fucking gas.
True.
It's called Prelude to Ecstasy
by
The Last Dinner Party.
I know The Last Dinner Party.
Do ya?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Give us a look.
Yeah,
I
can't speak too much on the, like, album meaning and all that sort of thing.
But, yeah.
Like, you can see where the chick's coming from.
Oh, it's
the
a full girl band.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
But it's pretty fucking good. I don't know if you enjoy it or not, but...
Well, we'll soon find out. Yeah. Like, they're pretty recent.
Yeah.
Oh, it's their only album.
Is it?
Mm.
Oh, true.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give it a crack.
Yeah. Give it a nudge.
Thanks, mate.
It's all right, mate.
Bit of a mix-up.
Sorry I can't speak too much on it. I was thinking of giving you an R&B album.
Oh, like, yeah.
But I was like, I don't think you'll enjoy it.
No, nah, probably not.
Yeah.
I only like R&B when I'm fucked up at a club.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to give you some Sade or something like that.
Yeah.
SZA or something like that.
Maybe next time. Maybe. I don't mind SZA.
Yeah?
She's alright.
I don't reckon you would like her albums.
No?
Nah, too girly.
I'm a bit blokey, aren't I?
Yeah, you're pretty fucking... You're pretty blokey, man.
Nah, that one, the fucking Control-Alt-Delete.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, I was going to recommend you that one.
Oh, I've listened to it, brother.
Oh, nice.
I told you.
Oh, fuck
yeah. I like SZA.
Yeah. I don't know why I questioned it.
Dab me up, G.
Sorry, G.
It's all right, G. Ugh. I nearly grabbed your cock just then.
Yeah, I was trying to present it to you.
Presenting. Fucking hell. Yeah, right. That went fast.
Yeah, we talked about cigarettes for fucking probably half an hour.
Half an hour, yeah. I hope you guys like cigarettes.
Yeah, we do.
I just think it's fucking slipping out.
Yeah, it does get annoying. When you get the hang of it, though.
It was good, though.
Yeah.
I like it.
Fuck, just trying to think if there's anything else.
It's nearly the end of the season. NBA.
B-ball, yeah.
It's like less than a week.
Yeah. Celtics only have 4 games left.
So do Thunder, I think.
Yeah.
I think 4 or 5.
Like, one this week two. Coming is the last week of regular season.
All of our last four or five games, or however many games we've got left, are all at home.
That's pretty good, coming into playoffs.
Thank fuck.
Yeah. You'd enjoy that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly what I didn't want to happen.
What?
Happened.
What?
When I said, I hope we're not just good all season and then right at the end of the season we start dropping off. That we've been dropping off. Like, we've had SGA and J-Dub out for the past, like, four games.
Probably resting.
No, they actually both got injured.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Shit.
But there was heaps of fans saying, like, why the fuck are you resting them? Like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Because the last game Shea played was that game winner against New York.
Yeah.
And that game, he had 13 points.
He didn't play well, eh?
And I watched the highlights, and he did not look himself.
Nah.
Like, at all.
Playing through injury, probably.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
He's got, like, a deep fucking tissue bruise or something in his quad.
Contusion or something like that.
Something like that. And then J-Dub's got an ankle sprain, which, like, there's a video of him getting injured, and he fucking rolled his ankle.
Yeah. They're never fun.
Yeah, but I saw a full article about it explaining, like, they're not getting rested.
Because
We've already clinched playoffs.
Your seeding can still change, though, right?
Yeah, but we've clinched playoffs.
Yeah.
So we're not going to be in the play-ins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when the season ends, we've got a week rest until playoffs anyway.
Yeah.
So why would, like, they're making sure that they're actually healthy. Like, fully healthy.
Yeah.
Not, like, because SGA and J-Dub wouldn't want to get rested.
Nah.
SGA was playing through injury.
Yeah.
And then he probably was like, oh, shit, I probably shouldn't be doing this.
Stunk it up.
Yeah. Or I'm going to make it worse and then actually not be healthy for playoffs.
Yeah.
It's good, though, because our bench is fucking, apart from the Boston game.
Yeah.
All of our losses have been really close.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good.
Apart from, well, they'll be close up until, like, a bit into the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And if the team wins, they'll just go on a run.
Yeah, right.
Because even that Charlotte game was fucking close. Our game yesterday.
I just pulled my whole fucking toenail off, eh? Sorry.
Which toe?
My little toe.
Oh.
It's been on the way out.
Has it?
Yeah. You want to see my nail?
Brother, that's gross.
Celtics have been because usually our fans hate when they rest, and Tatum, like, he's been vocal about it. He hates when NBA players rest.
Yeah.
But I think everyone in the Celtics community has, like, realized, like, fuck, we actually want to be healthy and win it all. So we've been resting players for, like, 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
Just because we got
your fucking record is so much higher than everyone else.
We can't not be the first seed in the league.
Yeah, literally.
But even before then, like, even when we still could have dropped off, we were resting, like, 3 of our 6 best players.
Yeah, right.
And then the next night, the other 3 would sit out. Like, and because our team's so good. Not trying to flex, but
yeah, no,
we kind of can.
True, yeah,
and we can still win.
Yeah,
like, you know, hit the Kings game where we only won by a point. Our bench played the whole fourth quarter.
Yeah, because I seen the fucking who got the winning basket,
Tillman, my boy.
Yeah, I seen him. Like, everyone, like, your starting 5 on the bench standing up, like, clearly had played, and I was like, huh?
Yeah, because
so confused.
They played like the first half. And then didn't really play the second half.
Yeah, right.
And didn't play completely in the fourth quarter.
There you go.
We're up by, like, maybe 15.
Yeah.
And Kings are, like, still trying to make playoff seedings and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So they were trying real hard.
Mm-hmm.
And our bench fucking beat them.
That's embarrassing, eh?
I pissed myself, right? Yeah, it's been good because we've just been trying shit out, practicing half-court offense and all that sort of shit, trying zones and different coverages, different lineups.
It's what you need.
Coming into playoffs, bro. It's like an extra preseason.
Came around so fast.
Did.
Like, I remember when the season started, being like, oh, long season ahead.
Mm.
Now there's fucking a week left.
Now we're here.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It never goes for that long. Because you just... You're wrapped up in it the whole time.
Yeah. And there's games all the time.
Yeah. It's just action.
It's good.
Mm.
I like it.
I like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
I like it like that.
Oh, fuck.
Shall we wrap our balls?
Yes.
Yeah.
If it's a quickie, wrap that sticky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
For sure, mate.
For sure, mate.
For sure. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
If you're smoking, quit. It's bad for you.
Yeah, join us on our journey.
Yeah. It's not worth it.
Why not?
And it's a waste of money.
Yeah.
Big time.
Big time.
Big time in Little China.
Yeah. All right. See you, mates.
That was an awkward outro.
Yeah. Just give me a minute.